You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's bring in Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider. Seth, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, man? I'm just battling a little bit of a cold, so don't interpret it as a lack of enthusiasm.
No. Hey, I know exactly what you're going through, man. I was down for the count for a while there. Hey, I got to ask you, because I was just saying, look, I know in this area, people were disappointed the Brewers didn't advance. It was a four-minute opportunity in an inning that got by the wayside, and all of a sudden they found themselves on the outside looking in. As much as I wanted to see the Brewers here, I'm enjoying the baseball postseason right now. I mean, I was a little bit shocked that the Yankees went just breezing through the Minnesota Twins, but everything else, man, it's lived up to the billing thus far. How are you liking it?
Well, the games have been a little bit on the slower side, but the endings have been great. The Braves-Cardinals series has compelled me really much a lot. The Dodgers and the Nationals, a couple of times I was kind of, you know, fading in and out. I thought the big thing that I took away from it, two things. Number one, Monday there were four playoff games. Three of them were not sold out. I thought that was something that was a red flag. And the other thing that I thought was very inappropriate was I didn't like some of the social media things I saw when the Yankees eliminated the Twins, more specifically from the MLB Twitter account. You know, the Twins' slogan this year has been La Bombas, the Bombas. Like, that's their thing. They set the home run record. And the MLB account should be as objective as possible. And when the Yankees won, I have no problem celebrating the Yankee victory, but don't call them the Bronx Bombas.
Right.
And I took issue with that. I thought I don't like when you have to put your opponent down to celebrate your victory.
No, I understand that.
That is my only issue. And I don't think, you know, fans can do what they want. I also didn't like in game two when the fans in New York were screaming Uber at Randy Dobnak.
Right.
That reminded me of the guy on the Cosby Show, Jeffrey Owens, who was working at a Trader Joe's, and people were admonishing him for
right.
it. Like, the guy's trying to make a living; he's trying to pay his rent and feed his, you know, feed himself. Don't mock him for working at Uber when you're struggling at Yankee Stadium. I just thought there's a better way to win, and that's what made me appreciate Mariano Rivera so much, because he never got too high, and he always would say, act like you've been there before.
For the Yankees, of all franchises who have been there so many times, what is it, 27, 28 World Championships or something to that effect?
Yeah.
I mean, they've been there, done that. It's kind of like just climb back to the pedestal and just sit there and fold your arms and wait for the rest to come to you if you're the Yankees, right?
Kind of. And it makes you, you know, wonder from a standpoint of, you know, I worked at MLB for 8 years. So I know a lot of the people who run that Twitter account, and I know they're all Yankee fans. I know that there have been times when the MLB office was closed because the Yankees had a Game 5. Like I saw it. I saw it firsthand. And so what I always try to be is completely objective. Now, I root for teams that I follow, and I've said all along, I saw 60 to 65 Brewers games this year. So, yeah, I'm rooting. But you would never see me put down another franchise in the context of rooting for one. And I think that's the key to the whole thing, is it just celebrate the teams. Don't put the other one down. I also, my other thing that I first guessed, and I wanted to make sure you saw this on my Twitter account, I did not like the idea of starting Verlander on short rest. We've talked about this so many times.
Yeah, I did see that, yeah.
When teams like to adjust pitchers' routines is when the stakes are higher than ever. And it's amazing to me. And the Houston Astros, of all teams, they knew for about 4 months that they were going to the postseason. They have so many analytics. They have so many guys in the front office helping put their formula together. You're telling me that at no point during the month of August or September, you couldn't have thrown Justin Verlander on 3 days rest, so he knows what to do preparation-wise to be ready for something like that?
Right.
It's amazing to me. And we used to talk about it with Clayton Kershaw. There's plenty of guys. CeCe Sabathia, and this is for Brewer fans, CeCe Sabathia is the exception, not the rule.
I was just going to say, CeCe was a guy that just said, give me the ball. Doesn't matter when. I'll go. I'll go win your game.
But pitching is a science. And What all I ask, and I ask this of basketball people or football people, if you are a fan of other sports and you say, just step up and throw the damn ball. Like, I understand there's something to that, but there is a science to the mechanics. And when Justin Verlander couldn't get his velocity in the first inning, I knew he wasn't. He wasn't long for that game. And I said the only thing I didn't know was how Tampa was going to do, because remember, Tampa threw six pitchers at them, and you didn't know that they were all going to step up.
Wanted to ask you about the Nationals going into Dodger Stadium, and are you surprised? Because we had talked about this. Once you get to meaningful baseball, much like the Houston Astros, the Dodgers haven't played a lot of meaningful baseball, close baseball, in a long, long time. Now, all of a sudden, they're now. Granted, you got it at home, and that's where you wanted it. But are you a little bit surprised that this has gone on the way it has, and the Nationals have just kind of battled and battled and battled?
Well, no. I mean, I think there's a lot of talent on the Nationals. You know, one thing that I was surprised about was in May, when the Nationals couldn't get out of their own way, I was surprised that they didn't fire Dave Martinez. Now that they've responded the way they have the three-headed rotation. You and I talked about this, what was it, when the Brewers were eliminated.
Right.
We talked about, would you want to have a Scherzer, a Strasburg, and a Corbin? And here's another thing that I noticed, and tell me if you disagree with this. I love the idea that the Nationals sat in a room, they had all their front office execs with them, they had Rizzo, they had Martinez, they made a plan, and they said, our middle relief stinks. Okay, I wouldn't disagree with that. So they said, on their throw days, don't throw bullpen sessions, throw two innings. And they did it with Scherzer, they did it with Strasburg, and then they did it with Corbin. And then I ask, did Corbin ever come out of the bullpen before? Again, try it.
Mm-hmm.
You've known you were going to the postseason. You've known your middle relief stinks as it is. So let's not even say that the month of September was a wash like it was for Los Angeles. But Washington comes out, and they're in these games where they know their middle relief stinks. Like, everybody in baseball knows that. The Nationals' bullpen's one of the worst in the league. So why not throw Patrick Corbin on his throw day, two innings? Throw Scherzer on his throw day, two innings, so that these guys are prepared when that works out. And again, that's where the Nationals could have been they could have been out of this series already. But, of course, people are blaming them because Patrick Corbin couldn't get anybody out in the sixth inning of that game when the Dodgers put up a seven spot. And all I ask was he prepared?
Mm-hmm.
Put your guys in a position to succeed. And I don't understand why these teams never use the regular season to get them ready for the playoffs.
Talking with Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider, a team payroll of $55 million, and the Rays are still in there hanging tough. I think a lot of America, even though maybe in Tampa Bay they're not paying too much attention, but a lot of America is paying attention to this, saying, we hope the underdog wins. I get the sense I see more Rays tweets on Twitter than I do anything else right now. I think there's a lot of people just hoping the Rays get wins and maybe even get to a World Series.
Well, look, it would be a great story. I think that, you know, it used to be something that I thought baseball found very charming. You know, Moneyball was made because of the Oakland A's and their financial situation. I just think the ballparks are getting so ugly that I think the situations – I think Manfred needs to come out if they do advance. If the Tampa Bay Rays advance, I think Manfred has to say something in which he is going to direct – MLB resources into helping their owner, Stu Sternberg, who is a heck of a guy. And he is trying everything. But help him. Help him find a solution for this situation. Because I don't think it's cute anymore. We're talking about something where we've made fun of Tropicana Field for 15 years. How much longer do you want to do it? And I think Oakland's worse.
Right.
So I would say if Manfred had to pick one, I would rather fix Oakland than Tampa. But Tampa is an interesting situation because they made a conscious decision to close the upper deck for Rays games. It's inconceivable, except when the Red Sox and Yankees came to town. And then the Rays opened it up for the playoffs, and people are blaming the fact that it's a day game because they didn't sell out. They had huge sections of empty seats.
Right.
for a playoff game. This is a playoff game.
It's disappointing.
I don't tell people how to spend their money. You know, you and I have talked about that for years.
Right.
I don't tell people how to spend their money, but it is amazing to me that the Tampa Bay Rays are in the postseason and you can't get 35,000 people to show up.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame when they kind of every now and then they'll glance that. And I know they're trying not to show it consistently, but every now and then you'll catch a fly ball or something and you'll see an empty section. You'll say, what the hell? You know,
right, just... the rights holders are doing it, but that's where social media takes over.
Yeah.
And that's why I think that's why MLB has to be responsible about what they do on social media to promote, not to put down.
Right.
Don't say Bronx Bombas and then expect you to support the Tampa Bay Rays.
Hey, speaking of that, real quick, the A's, now the rumor comes out that they too are looking at Vegas and possibly leaving. Do you see that baseball going all in on that real quick, or do you? Because baseball has been one of the steadfast not to get into gambling and not get into the Vegas area. Do you think they finally succumb to that and say, "Go ahead"?
No, I think it's posturing. I think what they're trying to do is the Oakland A's are trying to get subsidies to get land. They want to build it where the Golden State Warriors arena was, you know, because the Warriors moved, and so now there's a huge chunk of space. And if you want to equate it. And I say this to fans, you know, that have been around the country, what they want to build in Oakland is like what Philadelphia has.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Philadelphia has their football stadium, their baseball stadium, and their hockey basketball arena all in one parking lot. They want to do that. And I think what they want to do is build something on that area, and they can't get any help.
Yeah.
The difference between that area and what their original blueprints were the Giants would have to approve it because of territorial rights, and that doesn't exist if you're staying in that Oakland area. So what I think the A's want to do is they just want some kind of leverage against the public subsidy. And I just don't know in this day and age that works.
Yeah, no doubt. Seth, good stuff as always, and we'll chat again next week, man, as the baseball postseason continues on.
You got it, buddy.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider. Good stuff. Always appreciate it. Going to join us again next week as we continue all the way through the World Series. He joined us on the Schneider Owens Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 800-44-PRIDE or 44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.